Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time when you had to adjust to new circumstances. For IELTS test takers, the ability to articulate personal experiences effectively is crucial, especially when discussing adaptability. This article will guide you through answering questions about adjusting to new circumstances, a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. We'll explore sample questions, provide model answers, and offer tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you had to adjust to new circumstances, is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. It assesses your ability to narrate personal experiences, express emotions, and demonstrate language skills in describing change and adaptation. This theme is likely to remain relevant in future tests due to its universal applicability. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to adaptation and change. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you think it's important for people to be able to adapt to new situations? Sample answer, band 7-8. Absolutely, I believe adaptability is crucial in today's fast-paced world. The ability to adjust to new circumstances can make or break a person's success in various aspects of life, be it in their career or personal relationships. It's a skill that allows individuals to thrive in unfamiliar environments and overcome challenges more effectively. Sample answer, band 8-9. Without a doubt, adaptability is an indispensable skill in our rapidly evolving society. The capacity to acclimate to novel situations is often the determining factor between success and stagnation, both professionally and personally. Those who can seamlessly adjust to changing circumstances are better equipped to navigate the complexities of modern life and capitalize on emerging opportunities. Moreover, adaptability fosters resilience and promotes continuous personal growth, which are invaluable traits in an increasingly interconnected and dynamic world. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to adjust to new circumstances. You should say what the new circumstances were, when this happened, how you felt about it, and explain how you adapted to the new situation. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about the time I moved to a new city for my university studies. This happened about 3 years ago when I was 18. The new circumstances involved living away from my family for the first time, sharing a dormitory with strangers, and adapting to a more rigorous academic environment. It was quite a significant change for me. Initially, I felt a mix of excitement and anxiety. The prospect of independence was thrilling, but I was also apprehensive about making new friends and managing my daily life without my parents' support. To adapt, I took several steps. Firstly, I made a conscious effort to be more outgoing and started conversations with my dorm mates. I also joined a few student clubs to meet people with similar interests. Academically, I developed a strict study schedule and sought help from professors during office hours when needed. Over time, I became more comfortable with my new life. I learned to cook simple meals, manage my finances, and balance my studies with social activities. It was challenging at first, but this experience helped me become more self-reliant and confident. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount a pivotal moment in my life when I had to acclimate to a completely new environment. This occurred approximately 3 years ago when I embarked on my tertiary education journey in a metropolitan area, a stark contrast to my rural upbringing. The novel circumstances encompassed a multitude of changes: residing independently for the first time, cohabiting with unfamiliar individuals in a dormitory setting, and acclimatizing to a substantially more demanding academic milieu. It was, without exaggeration, a paradigm shift in my lifestyle. My emotional response to this transition was a complex amalgamation of exhilaration and trepidation. The prospect of newfound autonomy was undeniably invigorating, yet I found myself grappling with apprehension regarding the formation of new social connections and the management of quotidian affairs without parental guidance. To navigate this uncharted territory, I implemented a multifaceted approach. Primarily, I made a concerted effort to be more gregarious, initiating dialogues with my fellow dormitory residents. Additionally, I immersed myself in various student organizations, which facilitated connections with like-minded individuals. On the academic front, I devised and adhered to a stringent study regimen and capitalized on professors' office hours for additional support when necessary. As time progressed, I found myself increasingly at ease with my new lifestyle. I acquired culinary skills to prepare nutritious meals, developed financial acumen to manage my budget effectively, and struck a delicate balance between my academic pursuits and social engagements. While the initial phase was undoubtedly challenging, this experience proved to be instrumental in fostering my self-reliance and bolstering my self-assurance. Follow-up questions. What do you think are the biggest challenges people face when adjusting to new circumstances? How do you think technology has affected our ability to adapt to new situations? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. I believe the most significant hurdles individuals encounter when adapting to new circumstances are often psychological and emotional in nature. Overcoming the fear of the unknown is paramount, as it can be paralyzing and hinder one's ability to embrace change. Additionally, relinquishing familiar routines and comfort zones can be particularly challenging, as humans are inherently creatures of habit. Another major obstacle is the potential loss of support systems, especially when the change involves relocating or transitioning to a new social environment. This can lead to feelings of isolation and anxiety, which can impede the adaptation process. Moreover, the cognitive load of learning new skills or ways of thinking required by the new circumstances can be overwhelming. This is particularly evident in professional settings where individuals might need to rapidly acquire new competencies to remain relevant. Lastly, maintaining motivation and resilience in the face of setbacks during the adjustment period can be extremely challenging. The ability to persevere through initial failures and view them as learning opportunities rather than insurmountable obstacles is crucial for successful adaptation. Sample answer for question 2, band 8-9. Technology has profoundly influenced our capacity to adapt to new situations, presenting both advantages and challenges. On the positive side, it has significantly enhanced our access to information and resources, making it easier to learn about and prepare for new circumstances. Online courses, video tutorials, and virtual reality simulations, for instance, allow individuals to familiarize themselves with new environments or skills before actually encountering them. Furthermore, technology has facilitated global connectivity, enabling people to maintain support networks and seek advice from others who have experienced similar transitions, regardless of geographical boundaries. This can alleviate feelings of isolation and provide valuable insights for adaptation. However, technology has also created new challenges in adaptation. The rapid pace of technological advancement means that we are constantly faced with new tools and systems to learn, which can be overwhelming and lead to techno-stress. This constant need to adapt to new technologies can be particularly challenging for older generations or those in industries undergoing digital transformation. Additionally, our increasing reliance on technology for problem-solving and daily tasks may potentially atrophy our innate adaptability skills. There's a risk that we might become overly dependent on digital solutions, potentially compromising our ability to think creatively or adapt in situations where technology is not available. In conclusion, while technology has undoubtedly provided numerous tools to aid in adaptation, it has simultaneously created a more complex environment that requires constant adjustment. The key lies in leveraging technological benefits while maintaining and developing our inherent adaptive capabilities. Part 3, two-way discussion. Question 1, how do you think the ability to adapt to new circumstances affects a person's career prospects? Sample answer, band 7-8. I think adaptability is extremely important for career success. In today's job market, things change quickly, and employees need to be able to keep up with new technologies and ways of working. People who can adapt easily are more likely to take on new responsibilities and advance in their careers. They're also better at handling stress and solving problems, which makes them valuable to employers. Sample answer. The ability to adapt to new circumstances is undeniably crucial for career advancement in today's rapidly evolving professional landscape. Individuals who demonstrate high adaptability are often better positioned to seize emerging opportunities and navigate the complexities of modern workplaces. Firstly, adaptable professionals are more likely to embrace technological advancements and incorporate them into their work processes efficiently. This not only enhances their productivity, but also makes them indispensable assets to forward-thinking organizations. Moreover, adaptability often correlates with enhanced problem-solving skills and creative thinking. These qualities are highly prized in industries where innovation is key to staying competitive. Adaptable individuals are typically more comfortable with ambiguity and uncertainty, allowing them to thrive in dynamic work environments and take on leadership roles more readily. Furthermore, the ability to adapt fosters resilience, enabling professionals to bounce back from setbacks and view challenges as opportunities for growth. This mindset is invaluable in industries prone to disruption or economic fluctuations. Lastly, adaptable individuals tend to have stronger interpersonal skills, as they can adjust their communication and working styles to collaborate effectively with diverse teams. This versatility makes them excellent candidates for global roles or positions that require cross-functional cooperation. In essence, adaptability has become a cornerstone of career longevity and progression, significantly enhancing an individual's employability and potential for success across various professional domains. Question 2. Do you think older people find it more difficult to adapt to new circumstances compared to younger people? Why or why not? Sample answer, band 7-8. Generally speaking, I believe older people might find it more challenging to adapt to new circumstances compared to younger individuals. This is often because older people have established routines and habits that have been reinforced over many years, making change more difficult. Additionally, younger people tend to be more exposed to rapid changes, especially in technology, from an early age, which may make them more comfortable with adapting to new situations. However, it's important to note that this isn't always the case, and many older individuals can be very adaptable, especially if they've cultivated a mindset of lifelong learning. Sample answer, band 8-9. The question of adaptability across age groups is nuanced and multifaceted. While there's a common perception that older individuals might struggle more with adapting to new circumstances, the reality is far more complex and depends on various factors. It's true that older adults may face certain challenges in adaptation. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to form new neural connections, tends to decrease with age, potentially making it more difficult to learn new skills or adjust to significant changes. Additionally, older individuals often have deeply ingrained habits and routines that have been reinforced over decades, which can create resistance to change. However, it would be overly simplistic and potentially ageist to conclude that older people are inherently less adaptable. Many older adults possess a wealth of life experiences that can actually enhance their ability to navigate new situations. Their accumulated wisdom and diverse problem-solving strategies developed over time can be invaluable assets in adapting to change. Moreover, individual differences play a crucial role. Factors such as personality traits, cognitive flexibility, and lifelong learning habits often have a more significant impact on adaptability than age alone. Older individuals who have maintained curiosity and openness to new experiences throughout their lives may be just as, if not more, adaptable than their younger counterparts. It's also worth noting that different types of adaptation may favor different age groups. While younger people might adapt more quickly to technological changes, older adults often excel in emotional regulation and social adaptability, drawing from their rich life experiences. In conclusion, while age can influence adaptability, it's not a deterministic factor. The ability to adapt is more accurately predicted by an individual's mindset, experiences, and ongoing engagement with learning and change, rather than chronological age alone. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: acclimate, met, to become accustomed to a new environment or situation. Example, it took me a few weeks to acclimate to the new work culture. Paradigm shift, nouth, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, moving to a foreign country for studies was a paradigm shift in my life. Resilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, developing resilience is crucial when facing new challenges. Adaptability, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, in today's fast-paced world, adaptability is a key skill for success. Grapple with, phrasal verb, to struggle with or work hard to deal with a difficult problem. Example, I had to grapple with the challenge of balancing work and studies. Navigate, verb, n8, to find a way through a complex situation or set of information. Example, learning to navigate the complexities of a new culture was both challenging and rewarding. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing adaptation to new circumstances, use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to change and adaptation. Provide specific examples. Illustrate your points with personal experiences or hypothetical scenarios. Demonstrate critical thinking. Analyze the implications of adapting to new situations from different perspectives. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to ensure smooth delivery without long pauses. Show awareness of nuances. Acknowledge that adaptation can be both challenging and beneficial. Use appropriate tenses. Accurately use past tenses when describing past experiences and present or future tenses for general discussions or hypothetical situations. Remember, the key to success lies in combining these elements while maintaining natural and confident speech. Regular practice with these tips in mind will significantly enhance your performance in the IELTS speaking test. Learn more about managing projects under pressure in IELTS speaking. Explore strategies for dealing with setbacks in IELTS speaking.